Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is Anne Graham Lotz, the daughter of Billy Graham. She's talking about the need for us now to begin as the church to help bring healing to our nation.
Joining us now is Bible teacher and speaker Anne Graham Lotz. She is the head of Angel Ministries and the daughter of evangelist Billy Graham. Anne, you have said that this year's presidential election may be one of the most critical in our nation's history. How so?
Well, I believe our nation has been without God increasingly, and we have deserted him not only in acknowledging him, but trying to strip him from every segment of our national life, from institutions to government to schools to businesses. And I believe that shows up in our government policy and the division among our people, the anarchy in the streets, the arrogance of some of our leadership. And so one of the things that is really encouraging is that God's people seem to have waked up to a degree. And God's people have poured out in prayer for this election, seeing that it determines, I think, as Mr. Trump said in his acceptance speech, the destiny of America. If we would continue, you know, based on the principles that have governed our country since its inception, or if we would go another way to totalitarianism and just, increasingly a socialism. And so, you know, the people, Americans have spoken, but I believe God is moved. So I see what happened in this election as being a tremendous movement of God in answer to prayer. So my challenge now, of course, Charlene, is that God's people would not stop praying,
absolutely,
but that we would continue to pray.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Absolutely. Well, the election revealed, as you mentioned, you know, deep divisions in our nation,
yes,
including within the church. What can be done to bring healing and reconciliation to the faith community and beyond?
Well, I believe God's people still, you know, God promised in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if God's people who are called by God's name would humble themselves, pray, seek his face, and turn from their wicked ways, when God's people will pray with a humble heart, repenting of our sin, then God promises he will hear our prayer, he will forgive our sin, and the third element is that he would heal our land. So I think the most critical thing that God's people can do, one is to pray, two is to repent of our sin, and three is to keep our focus on God. God is the one who will bring healing. It's not a political party or one particular person. Our faith has to be in God, not in the president-elect. And I believe God has answered, and I believe he's put Mr. Trump in office, because the Bible says that God puts the leaders in charge. He can put bad leaders in charge, and he put good leaders in charge, you know, and he's put Mr. Trump in charge. And I believe now is the time for God's people to double down in our prayers for the president, that God would give him wisdom and strength and courage to do the right thing. He would be surrounded by counselors who look to God. And I pray that Mr. Trump himself would turn to God, and that God would give him all that he needs to lead America rightly for the blessing of the American people. And I heard last night a quote, I believe it was Ronald Reagan in 1964, who said that there's not a left or right in America, there's just up or down. And if Mr. Trump leads America up, in a sense, back to strength, if he brings back jobs, if he secures our borders, if he guards the religious liberty, if he puts transparency back in government, if he cleans up some of the corruption, you know, all of that and his whole list of things, then I believe we're all going to go up. And so the people who have been concerned, the people this morning that may be a little frightened, the people that voted against him, the people who were like never Trump people, but they're going to be swept up, you know, so it would be for their blessing and their good and their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe the best thing we can do is God's people. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't do practical things, but God's people can bring a dimension to this that only God's people can bring, which is prayer and repentance of sin and turning to God. And then God, obviously, God moved last night. That was an answer to prayer. There's never been so much prayer for an election, ever. And I heard last night 82% of evangelicals voted. That's the largest turnout, you know, I believe, since I've been counting those, you know, counting evangelicals. And half, they said, voted for Mr. Trump, half voted against Mrs. Clinton, but they still voted, all of them voted for Trump. And So they turned out. That's an answer to prayer. So God has moved, and God has done this, and I believe it's time to thank God and to recognize that God has put Mr. Trump in power, but at the same time, that God is our answer. God is our hope, not one person or one political party.
Absolutely.
So I just want to challenge God's people to not stop praying, not to grow lax in prayer because this one big prayer was answered, but to continue to pray, not just for ourselves, but for the blessing of our whole nation and for the healing of our land. And, you know, it's interesting, David, I was reading back in Chronicles, in I think it was chapter, I'm not going to pull that up right now, chapter 14, I believe it was, when David was anointed king. And it said that he knew that God had established him as king for the blessing of the people. You know, and so I believe that God has put Mr. Trump in the Oval Office for the blessing of the American people if we continue to seek him with all of our hearts and humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways. Then he will. He says he will hear our prayer, forgive our sin, and heal our land.
And specifically, Anne, as you're talking about prayer, how should Christians pray for President-elect Trump?
Well, I can tell you how I'm praying. You know, just one of the things is just to pray for his wisdom. The Bible promises if you ask, God will give you wisdom and give it liberally. And wisdom is something only God gives, and it comes from fear of God. So I'm praying that Mr. Trump will turn to God and have that reverence and respect for him, and that God will give him great wisdom to use the power and the knowledge that he now has. And I pray that he will have courage to stand up for the right thing. I pray for his protection, because I believe there will be people even now who are plotting to bring him down. And our enemies, our national enemies, his personal enemies, he's come through a brutal election, and I don't think that stops just because he's been elected. They will start to try to undermine him. And I pray for his grace under fire, that he wouldn't respond as he has during this election, but that he would you know, have grace and stamina, that he would surround himself with people, as he seems to have, you know, with Governor Pence and Governor Huckabee and Dr. Carson, other people who are men of real character and faith. I know some of the people on his transition team, and they're people of real faith in God. They have a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. And so I pray that he will look to these people of faith to help him as he, you know, makes decisions and as he governs our nation. So those are just some of the ways to pray. And that God, in all of this, I just want God's people to recognize this is an answer to prayer, but it doesn't stop with the election. We need to keep praying for this president and the new government, and that God would bless and heal our nation.
Indeed. Anne Graham Lotz, thank you so much for your insights and for being with us today. God bless you.
Thank you, Charlene. God bless you.
Thank you.
This is an answer to prayer, but it doesn't stop right now. As a matter of fact, let's just join right now, Anne and others, and begin to pray for our country together. Father God, we just call out to you now, God, and we just ask you, Lord, to turn this nation around. God, we went over this contract, this vision for America, God. We pray for a grace over it, Lord God. We pray for conservative, godly judges, Lord, in the Supreme Court. We pray over these 4,500 hires that Vice President-elect Mike Pence and others will be over, God, that you would cause people that are good people that normally don't want to apply for government, that they would have a courage to go and apply, Lord, to be able to serve during this time, God. We pray for a grace over our nation. We pray for those who feel like they have not been heard, God, that you would minister to their hearts, that they would feel like hopeful for our nation and where we're going. Protection over our borders, God. Bring our economy back to where you want it to be, Father God. Lord, we pray for everyone in our nation that doesn't belong here, that are enemies of our Constitution, who want to harm it and harm the citizens, Lord, that you would remove them from this nation by your angels and your strength. God, we pray for our President-elect Donald J. Trump and our Vice President-elect Mike Pence, that you would just speak grace over them and favor over them. And we pray over our Congress and our Senate, Lord, and our Supreme Court, Lord, in every single state, God, turn this nation around. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.